Number 5 in the white book, Jesus' Wonderful Name.
For us this morning. Boy, we've been in so many meetings and everyone's been different. And the Lord's spoken to us and moved and touched us each time. It's fascinating. But it shouldn't surprise us when you look outside and you see all the variety of flowers and trees, and you look in the sky and you see the stars and the moon and the sun. we have a God of tremendous variety. And when you look at people, there are no two people exactly the same. Even identical twins aren't exactly the same in every way. I mentioned the other day that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, some more fearfully than others. But God knows exactly what you need, and He has something tailored just for you today, I'm sure, and me too. Praise God. You know, my son plays the drums, my son Kenny. All my kids wanted to play drums, right? Every kid wants to bang and make noise. But somehow with Kenny, we broke down and bought him a drum set. And he seemed to have some rhythm. And then he went to high school, and he had a jazz musician for his music teacher. And he began to develop an appreciation for jazz. That's an acquired taste, believe me. I always said that if my cat could run across my piano strings, my piano keys, and then do it the second time and hit the same notes, that's jazz. I told that to a jazz musician. He didn't think that was very funny. There's a little more to it than that. But so we went to one of his concerts. There were some fellows having a recital, these music majors. Kenny isn't a music major, but he keeps up with his music. Anyway. So, you know, in jazz, they always have these, now we're playing a song, and now the piano's going to take off for a while. So the piano does his thing, and then the bass player, it's his turn. And then the drummer, now, you know, we got to listen to Kenny. And, you know, I was pretty impressed. I thought, well, that was really good. I didn't know he had it in him. And then the next song, they did it again. Well, he had to come up with a different rhythm. He couldn't play the same thing every time. That would be embarrassing after a while if he just knew the same. And this went on all night, well, for an hour, over an hour. And he was coming up with rhythms and banging parts of the drums and using drumsticks. And I was very impressed with the variety. And I'm sure that eventually he would run out of ideas, but our God never does. Praise God. And so that's why every meeting is unique. And every meeting we come to say, Lord, what do you have for me today? Praise God. Well, you know, God knows exactly what we need. Might not always be what we like, but it's exactly what we need. And so let's trust Jesus to have his way this morning. Praise God. Lord, bless the camp today. We thank you for another day to seek you, to be together in your presence. Lord, we'll never have a meeting exactly like this one ever again. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll make it all that you want it to be. Give us faith that Jesus will have his way this morning, both here and down in the village. Lord, thank you for this gathering of young people. Thank you for meeting them last night already. And Lord, we pray that you will continue now to work in them and lead them into all that you have prepared for them. Bless the young people down here in Watch Rock. It's not a youth service. It's a Jesus service. And Jesus loves youth and older ones, and you can meet them as well. Thank you for each one of them, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask the Weavers if they have a song that they would like us to sing, because they're leaving us today. And I live in New York. They live in New Jersey. We're only about 30 miles away, and I probably won't see them until Pilgrim Camp next year. No, hopefully not. We're going to do something about that. You were such an obedient wife. You have to clear it with your husband. What song you want?
I always pick, so I thought you
might. Oh, very nice. What was that again?
74.
74 in the white book? I'm curious to see what you had on your heart. Lovely. Okay. We sang that last night, too, right? Yeah. Number 74 in our white book. It's a song and it's a prayer.
Consecration is complete. Nothing from thee would I withhold. Let me thy glorious face behold.
Hallelujah. Oh, come in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 He's coming in. He's coming in. The Holy Ghost is coming in. I now believe. I now receive. He's coming in, he's coming in. The Holy Ghost is coming in. I now believe, I now receive. The Holy Ghost is coming in.
Oh yes, Lord, you are.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So let this temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled.
Again, that would have worked. Praise God. Amen. There's another song I'd like to sing. I've had it on my heart. It's entitled, what's it entitled? Well, it talks about God in heaven hath a treasure. That's it. That's also in our white book. That's number 16. I wonder if you can buy these white books in the boathouse. Are they for sale down there? Are there white books for sale in the boathouse?
Yes.
Oh, good. Buy them. These are wonderful songs. You don't find them always in your hymn book, or you've got to have 10 hymn books in front of you to be able to find these songs. Praise God. Number 16.
Glory far above, longing hearts blessed, glorious calling, saint, is thine. Let the Lord God find the emptied living branch in Christ, the vine. Vessels of the world's despising, vessels weak and poor and base, bearing wealth God's heart is prizing, glory from Christ's blessed face. Oh, to be but endure lowlier, mean, unnoticed and unknown, and to God a vessel holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone. Not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim, telling forth his wondrous story, empty to be filled with him. Not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim, telling forth his wondrous story, empty to be filled with him.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important that we get hold of that, empty to be filled with him. Here the songwriter is talking about how they just want to get out of the way and let Jesus come and take over in their life. They want to be emptied of self, empty, lowlier, mean. Mean doesn't mean, oh, you're mean. That was so mean, Brother Kenny. It means, what does it mean? Basic or simple? Yeah. Unnoticed. Anybody here want to be unnoticed and unknown? It's not natural. But why would a person want to be empty, lowlier, mean, unnoticed, and unknown, but that God would make them a vessel holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone? You know, God doesn't call us just to hate ourselves for the sake of hating yourself. People do that, and that's very destructive. But when you see that it's that self, Jesus wants to fill me and reign in my heart, and it's that self that's keeping him off the throne and keeping him from having his way. But if I could be emptied and humbler and just unnoticed and unknown so that Jesus could come forth and fill me, that's something to go after. I've been reading Radiant Glory again, and Mrs. Robinson's praying, oh, that I might die, that I might die. Oh, that there be no more Mrs. Robinson. But she just wasn't praying that because she didn't like her life or had a poor opinion of herself. But she understood that if I die, then Christ can live in me. If my life is laid aside, then I make room for Jesus. And it was so attractive to her to be filled with Jesus and to come under his control and to be fully given to him that she looked at herself and came to the conclusion that I'm just in the way. Oh, but I can be emptied so that I can be filled with him. And I like that about this song. It gives that good balance and the right impression. And you're not going to really hate yourself, and you're not going to really want to be emptied unless you get a sight of what life could be like if you were really filled with Jesus. I think that's one of the things God does for us at Pilgrim Camp. I've often said this. He gives us a taste of something that we're not ready for. Exactly. But once you get a taste, now you're never satisfied to stay the way you are. And now I want to know Jesus that way all the time. I want to feel his presence. I want to sense his working in my life all the time. I remember when I came as a teenager to Pilgrim Camp and worshipped. God met me in such a way. When I went back home, I missed Jesus. I felt homesick for Jesus. I don't know how else to explain it. And I would get alone. I would slip away from, you know, my family and just try to find a place where I could get alone. And I'd pray. I'd say, oh, Jesus. Oh, I want you like I met you at camp. I want to know you that way all the time. And so the Lord kept me seeking him. He gave me a taste of something, and now I wanted more of that. And maybe I wasn't ready for it. I had to learn something about prayer and waiting on God and seeking him. I'm still learning. But, boy, that taste spoiled me. Talk about a spoiled kid. I hope you all get spoiled at Pilgrim Camp. And then you go home and you say, Jesus, I can't continue like this. It's got to be, you got something so much better for me. Let me die. Let me get out of the way. Oh, emptied of self and filled with thee. He must increase and I must decrease. Praise God. Praise God. I wanted to say something more to you, but if there's anyone that has a brief testimony, I don't want to take that opportunity from you. Okay, but we're going to end about 10 o'clock. So if you testify, don't stop at 5:02, because I need a little more time than that. Okay? Praise God.
If you don't, that's okay. But if the Lord gives you something, then it would be a bad thing to keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fill us, Lord, we pray. Oh, we make room for you, Lord. Come in. Come in, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.